you did just sit down with Sam Brownback. You talked to him. Again, he is our ambassador at large for international religious freedom. He is a man of deep Christian faith himself. Do you see his presence? Do you see what you heard from him as indicating the Trump administration is going to do not just something different than the Obama administration? Are they going to do a lot for the benefit of the persecuted around the globe?
Dave, I can clearly say that the goal, let's put it this way, the sensitivity to the reality of Christian persecution is shared not only by our new ambassador, Sam Brownback, but it is fully shared by Mike Pompeo, now the Secretary of State there, the president, who, as we said, made the comment at the press conference in the Rose Garden on Thursday, the vice president. Nearly most of all the team around the president are now increasingly aware of the increasing persecution that has been covered up for a long time. And awareness is the first thing that's necessary. So when we pray for those in authority, we pray that God will give them wisdom so that they would be able to really see what's going on. There was a blindness in the last administration. Matter of fact, not just a blindness, there was an actual design to encourage, frankly, encourage things against Christians and against other countries that would seek to put in God's moral law into their constitutions. This is a totally different time now. I'll say next, though, the question is, what can you do about it? Well, in regard to the State Department and certain other things, there's a lot of money that's given out to countries around the world by the State Department, billions of dollars. And frankly, there have been, and I would hope that there will be some changes made, but there is a lot of money going to countries that are actually, under the last administration, encouraging those countries to do the things exactly opposite and things that would encourage persecution. George Soros money is involved in a lot of things that are part of programs that are funded by the American taxpayer. These things now are going to come up onto the table for evaluation. We can pray that they, in fact, will be removed. So there is a difference here now, Dave. How long this window comes up, I don't know. I'll finish with one more thing. I will say that sitting in that room where we were sitting, and we were talking about the reality of persecution, the reality of the march of evil across the world, and the role of the United States now, those good individuals that I mentioned are sensing that. And we sat in that room and we talked about the fact that what we are witnessing is spiritual warfare at the highest of levels and being wound down onto the ground as we see ourselves engaging in things across the country. But it was recognized fundamentally we are dealing with spiritual warfare. And you have to engage spiritual warfare with prayer to Almighty God. That has to be the one to come underneath of that. That, frankly, is a foundation for good things to happen, I think, for God to bless.
Sam, what you've just shared is beyond encouraging. Ladies and gentlemen, think about this. We have a president who gets it and, for all practical purposes, is on board with stopping these injustices, not just in the United States, but around the world. We have a vice president who is definitely on board. We have Sam Brownback, our ambassador for international religious freedom, who's on board. And we have a new Secretary of State, committed Christian, Mike Pompeo, who is on board as well. Gary, I don't know if I've seen something quite like this in my lifetime, where people that are believers in Jesus Christ, they get it. And they're willing to do something about it. I think we need to be greatly, greatly encouraged. And that's part of the reason why we're discussing this topic. We want you to understand it is different in Washington, D.C. right now. Sam said it well. How long it'll be this way, we don't know. But for now, we need to praise God. We need to pray that it continues so that these injustices can be turned into justice rather than injustice.